we just recently, when we were going through our credit reports and everything, we found out that our mortgage had, that we made payments on the whole time that we were in bankruptcy, and ever since it was discharged, there's never been a late payment. But we found out that when we filed for bankruptcy, they quit reporting it to the credit bureau.
Yeah, they quit reporting. Yep. Uh-huh.
Right. But they have not, yeah. They are not reporting it anymore either. And they tell us that they can never report it again. That
yeah, okay.
Because
so let me,
we didn't
yeah.
reaffirm, which our attorney says in our district, the judge doesn't allow it or the courts don't allow it, and that we couldn't reaffirm, so therefore it'll never be reported, which I think is a terrible thing because that would be a big boom to our credit if we were able to report a mortgage that was being paid on time.
Right. Okay. So, Sharon, can I jump in here for a second?
Okay.
This happens all the time, right? On our earlier call today, same exact thing was said, right? We get this call all the time, this question all the time, so I'm glad you asked it. Here's the reality. The reality is that, your attorney, for whatever reason, and I don't know the legalities of it or why he chose what he did, for whatever reason, chose not to reaffirm it, right? And now it's not reporting as a to your credit report. The truth of the matter is it really doesn't matter from a credit reporting perspective. You're going to have a 720, a 750, a 780 credit score, regardless of that mortgage being reported.
Okay. So if we're wanting to, a couple years from now, sell our house and buy another, is that – the fact that we can't show that we paid a mortgage on time going to help us or hurt us?
They can still show. What they're going to do is they're going to send what's called a verification of mortgage, a VOM, to your mortgage company. And they're going to show that everything's paid on time. It's just not reporting to bureaus. That's all.
Okay.
Don't worry. Sharon, if there's one thing I don't want you to worry about, is this. Okay? Let's move on. This is a win, and focus on your health, focus on your family. Don't worry about the mortgage being reported.
Okay. Well, our credit score since the bankruptcy in the last 5 months has gone up 88 points. And that
wow.
is
so
just
in 5 months. In 5 months, 88
and that,
points.
That was just correcting our credit reports, opening two credit cards. We haven't even taken out an installment loan yet.
Yeah.
So
imagine what happens when you get the new credit card and get the installment line reporting, what's going to happen. Do you have any doubt? I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Jeanette. Do you have any doubt that your credit score is going to be the 720 with the bankruptcy on your credit report?
When I first started this program, I was saying, yeah, sure. I started seeing it, and yes, so once I started reading all the material, I was positive it was going to get to that because, I mean, the credit score is up to it's 648 right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
you're
that's just
fantastic.
Having the credit cards report 1 month
for everyone
is all they've reported so far.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Let me just say one thing for all those listening, okay? This stuff is simple. This is not rocket science, okay? You don't need a clean credit report to have a high credit score. Make that abundantly clear. I don't care if you have 50 late payments. I don't care if you have a foreclosure and a bankruptcy yesterday. You can have a 720 credit score in 12 to 24 months after whenever you start. It's simple. It's not rocket science. We've had 70,000 people through the program, right? So thank you, Sharon, for that. Thank you. I just had to go on that there's people on the call that were like you 5 months ago, right? So it helps.